Well, again, I haven't focused directly on learning technologies in the sense that you and your students are probably thinking about them all the time, but I think that more generally, I think the issues are going to continue to be the gap between the kinds of technology push that are around where new things are developed on the basis of what the technologists, the people who are actually designing new technologies, either what they themselves think would be interesting, and sometimes that coincides with what other people need. So what they themselves think would be interesting or imagine would be interesting or can do, see as the sort of obvious next things to do. And that is going to continue to produce this gap between what comes out and what people really need, or what would actually open up new possibilities for learning. And I think, the only way that can change is by, I think there are more and more people who can do continuing development work on new systems that come out. So there are more and more people on the ground in the places where these technologies are actually getting implemented and configured, who can begin to get their hands on them and actually do the kinds of modifications and continuing development and customization that are needed to really make them work. And that's a good development, I think. But I think there's a lot of hype around all new technologies and very much around learning technologies at this point. And actually, I mean, I think in the UK, and particularly through the very, very long tradition of the Open University, and I mean, some of the most well-developed, innovative distance learning technologies have been developed here because the Open University has been such a labor-intensive enterprise. I think that's one of the most important aspects of it, that the idea hasn't been, oh, well, we're doing distance learning, that means we need fewer instructors or we need, less investment. It's almost on the contrary. It's the idea we're doing distance learning, so we really have to think hard about the curriculum, not just about the technology, but also about what kind of a curriculum do you need to design for that kind of arrangement and for delivery through those technologies. So that whole sort of assemblage of things, I think, is the most important to continue to think about it, not in terms of, what new remote broadcasting device do we need, but what's the whole array of human and technological and pedagogical and everything else. What's the whole array of resource that needs to be put together, and how does it need to be put together in order to really do this in an effective way?